Hello there, listeners. Here is Maya speaking. I'm happy to tell you that I safely passed the airport, and now I'm now in Tel Aviv Haganah, which is the main train station of Tel Aviv. Maybe not the safest place to be. A little bit safer than the airport, I say, but within about 10 minutes the next train north coming, and then I'm slowly gonna get to safer and safer places, I hope. The thing is, they don't really know where this attack is going to come from. They also don't really know when is it going to come from, even though the news said tomorrow morning. It's a train station. Hope you can hear anything with the noise. So they don't know how it's gonna look like, and they think they know when it's gonna come, but they're not sure. So you don't really know where is safe, but I'm here anyway, and I'm on my way home. I wonder if the train, like the train station is quite empty. Also, the trains are quite empty, and I wonder if it's just because it's late night. It's, by the way, it's about 11 p.m. now. Is it because it's late night after Saturday, or is it because people are too scared to go on the train? What's more scary, to stay in the city or go on the train? It's like, I guess each person make their own decisions about those kind of stuff. So I'm going north. And I heard some news on the way. Someone opened them up loudly on the train. The news sounds very scary. I heard Prime Minister Netanyahu saying we are strong, and you should be cool about that, and I trust you, and trust us. And it seems like, who will buy this shit, you know, after October 7? It sounds almost cynical. It sounds completely cynical to hear the Prime Minister said, the Prime Minister that everyone want to go away, that is blamed for everything that went bad, that stole money from the government and lying to the people for years, probably it seems to be personally doing everything he can to continue the war, and telling in the news, people of Israel, don't be afraid. We are strong, you are strong, you are all safe. It really sounds like even worse than not saying anything, really. Interesting feeling in this situation is that every person that I meet, it might be the last person that I see. I visited this friend that I didn't saw for a long time. We used to be very close friend for a while, but then she went to Jerusalem and I didn't saw her for quite a long time. And now, seeing her in this situation, thinking maybe I'm going on the train and the train might explode somewhere on the rail or something. Maybe she's the last friend that I see. And I was like, wow. Yeah, maybe this is my last hug. I see a person there when we went off the train in order to get to the station. There was some old person and his bag got stuck in the chairs, we were like, I helped him, and we both hurried to get on off the train, and we managed, and it was like a moment of bonding, and I was thinking, wow, maybe this is the last day for one of us or for two of us, or interesting to meet like this, you know. Everything seemed to mean a lot when you're in the danger of death. Everything is very alive. I guess. Anyway, I will let you know what's going on. Within a few minutes, the train is going to be here, and I'm going to go down north.